Hey Sarah, right. Sarah, I'm telling you now, right? Mika told me yesterday as well that you told him that I hit you with Isaac. I pushed you into the wall. I remember this very, very well. I never touched you in the slightest bit. I was holding Isaac and you tried to drag him away from me. I turned my back whilst I pulled him and then my shoulder shoved you. I never touched you, right? If you want to try to question my integrity and who I am as a person, right, I will turn this so personal. At the moment, I've refrained from everything that's gone on. I've got so much information. I've got so much information. I've refrained from turning this what I'm to be personal. What I had planned for you until you made the decision to try to breach out last January, I was going to get you so hard, and you think it was to do with me just reporting you. Trust me, it wasn't, right? I don't want this to go personal, but if you want it to go personal, I will attack you and I will attack him. You don't know me very well. I will protect my kids all day long. But if you do not correct this with Mika that I hit you, I've never touched you. Never in my life have I ever touched you. And you know that. If you're trying to protect him because of what he's done, do not bring me into this. But I promise you, I will protect my children. For you to constantly damage your kids the way you do, right, and you don't see it, go and ask everyone, do you know what? I get random text messages from people on the compound, people that I didn't actually know, they've got my number, telling me about why it is so bad that I need to come and get my kids, that you're bringing a man into the house. Everyone does, and I think you know this because you even said that, yeah, people have a better view of me than you. It's unacceptable what you're doing. That Nora comes away, and this is exactly the feeling why I refuse to work with you. Because you made a promise at Easter that was then you would step away from this, and then you're doing it. What is wrong with you that you don't see that you bringing a man to the house is not acceptable, especially when the children are so not into him and not so upset? The way you did it was wrong. And you're so selfish. I bet you're lying to all of your friends. I promise you, if you don't correct this with Mika, I promise I will make this personal now from now on. And I will attack you in the public domain. You really don't know me very well. If you turn this personal, trying to, you've already lied. Now you're trying to attack my personality and who I am. Honesty is everything to me. I couldn't care less whether I'm broke, whether I'm poor, whether I'm destitute, but you will never, ever try to tarnish my integrity or my honesty or my character. I have never in my life touched you. I remember that vividly, very well. I was holding on to Isaac, you tried to pull him, and then I dragged him whilst turning my back on you, and then you went backwards. I never physically laid a finger on you. You're going to try to go that route? I swear on my life, Sarah, you better correct it because I promise you, this is not nasty, but I will turn this personal once you go down this route. Trust me, I just don't see why you cannot see. I don't know what your friends, who your friends are and what your friends are telling you, but people in the compound that you think are your friends are all talking behind your back. Because things are filtering back to me so much about how people have talked, people that you think are friends with you, they're all talking behind your back about what you're doing. They pretend to your face. Okay, how do you think I know so much about you and what is going on in the compound? Nothing to do with security. I've never contacted them. Nothing to do with the what's name, to do with the gardeners. I've never contacted them because I knew you were going to go there. I could show you my phone on this number and on my old Qatar number. I refuse every contact that they sent me. I refuse to reply because for that precise reason, I knew you would think it's them. It is people that you know on the compound are telling me. People that you think you could trust. Right. I'm telling you now, I've never touched you. For you to turn around to Mika and tell Mika that I've touched you to try to defend what he's done, you must be joking. I know you went to the cell. I know everything about you spending time, then you begging Amanda to get you out. I know everything, and I've got information, okay? This is not personal, but I will defend these kids. When they came here, the trauma that they are going through, what is wrong with you that you can't see this guy away? If this is the guy for you, do it the proper way that the children may grow to respect him. What you're doing is wrong. Nora is charged to her energy, And then now she's gone back to exactly the same place. She's not okay. You think she is. Okay? She's not okay. This is not for my benefit. If the kids turn around to me and said to me they are happy with him, I'll walk away easily and I'll be happy. I have no problem. But the kids are not okay. And you cannot be a mother that carries children for 9 months, right? 9 months. And not have this empathy towards your own kids and how they feel for a guy who's 13 years your junior, who most likely you will never end up with once everything is settled. You've introduced them to your kids and the kids are not happy. What woman brings a guy to the house? This is what you normally expect from parents who are chads. Okay? You want to turn this personal. I swear my life, Sarah. I've given this so many times. I've had to put up with you because with all of the fake divorce and the shit that you've done behind my back. Right, I've done it for the children's sake, and I've done it because I realize that you deserve happiness. And if you think that that's what brought you happiness, I will go along with that. Okay, I have no problem with you seeking happiness, but I will not sit, and I will not be the idiot that gives my time up to build the children up and then watch you tear it down. This is abnormal. I swear on my life. If you don't correct with Mika what you told him on the flight, that I hit you and push you into the wall. If you don't correct that, Sarah, I swear, this is going to escalate so badly, and I have no problems in doing this. I don't want this to turn personal. If you think it's personal, this is not personal. My communications with you and the children, but it will sharply go out of hand, okay? I will not have you destroy my character. You've lied enough, okay? You've lied enough to not see the damage this is causing. I don't understand what is going on with you. Right. I will wait till this evening and I'll ask Mika again if you've corrected it. If you haven't, then I swear to God, Sarah, we are going to war on a massive scale. I will attack you publicly. I really will. And I will go for you in ways that you don't realize I will go for you. And I will start to put into plan exactly what I was going to do before, because I'm not going to put up with this shit. Okay? If the kids turn around to me and say they don't have a problem with him being in the house, but they do have a problem, then I will walk away. What is wrong with you? Right? This is my freaking last warning. Okay? This is my last warning. Do not attack my personality. If I've done something, 100% tell the children. If I've done something, me, I'm strict. I'm very strict. But I love my kids unconditionally. I will never place anything above them. You put that in your text that you love them. Of course you love them. No one's saying you don't. Okay? But I'm telling you now, don't lie to question my integrity or who I am. Because that's personal. And I will get very personal. Okay? You need to get over this and you need to realize that the kids are being destroyed. They are being destroyed in their own safe haven, which is their house, because you are choosing to go down a selfish path. Okay? I'm being honest with you, Sarah. I've tolerated you. I didn't want to hug you. I just do all of that for the children. I've tolerated you for this length of time. I will not do this no longer, because I need to move on with my life and not get affected because I see Nora the way she is every morning. Okay? The first question she asks me is who's lying next to me. It's the same stupid question she asks me when you were living in the flat. When he was there and Nora was crying because she had a nightmare and you basically just ignored her. She's asking that same stupid question again, who is lying next to me? It's all the same nonsense, because the girl is affected. So is Isaac, and so is Mika. You need to see this. If you think you need to have it away from the kids, why do you need, and this is what you, the problem with you, right, is that you have lived, I've lived with you for 21 years, okay? You always feel like, oh, fuck them, I could do what I want. You can't do that with your children. Okay, you can't do that with your children. And then to top it off, you tell the children they can't go and discuss that with the counselor because you get put in prison because you're dating somebody without being married to them. That's a pile of crap. And then you tell Mika that I'm bullying. I'm not bullying him. I'm telling Mika straight up because the guy's got problems. I don't want anything. I actually want Mika to suffer because I want to see if your methods of bringing up Mika works. I know I could correct Mika if Mika lived with me in 1 month. I know I could correct him. I know they will all fall into pattern. I just want to see you with Mika because you and your friends are very confident that you could correct Mika, right? I have no problems with you dating. I don't care who it is with, okay? Because you deserve happiness. Everybody deserves happiness. And if you think that that's your happiness, whatever, that's perfectly fine. But think about the kids. The kids do not want him in the house, and you are so selfish, okay? But Sarah, I promise you, my character that you are going after, I promise you, you need to backtrack and correct with Mika. Because I swear to God, I will release so much information. And I will release it to the kids and everyone. I've tried to spare you. I've not turned this personal. But trust me, I'm going to go personal tonight. If you do not correct it, I've never touched you. I have never touched you. If I have, I will put my hand up and say it. I have no problem in telling the truth. But you will not turn around and say to Mika that I hit you and I pushed you into the wall. I never pushed you. My hands never touched you. I pulled Isaac because you were pulling him. And as I used more force to pull him and then roll my shoulder, you went flying backwards. That's not me hitting you. Okay, we were both pulling Isaac. And the thing is, of course I'm stronger. So of course when I pull him and then roll my back, you're going to go flying backwards. I never touched you. I've never laid my hands on you. You need to correct it. Tell the story to Mika, but tell it correctly. Don't tell him that I've hit you, right? I don't want this to turn personal, right? And I'm being very, very honest with you. I've tried to find a reasonable thing with you. We came to an agreement last Easter when I refused to take the kids, and you said you're going to take the feelings on board and you will not expose them. You lied to me. You've lied to me even afterwards when the kids, and I've had confirmation from my sources on the compound. He has been there. He's been living with you guys ever since you went back after Easter. Nora's pain in the mornings, and you're lying to me again that, oh, you saw him during the week. The kids are affected. Isaac coming to me and telling me that he's not happy. Isaac telling me that he doesn't want to play with him, but they're all being forced to play with him. You're threatening Mika that if Mika doesn't talk to him or play with him, then you're going to stop him from doing that. You're going to stop him from speaking to me. You don't realize this, right? You think, again, I use the same words, you think you are winning. You really, really do. You think you are winning. But I swear my life, right? You are not winning because the kids are retaining so much information. And me, I have no problems. I tell harsh words to Mika. Let him retain me. I've told him that he can hate me as much as he wants. But once he grows old, he should remember every single detail and every word I've ever told him. Once he grows old, he can hold me responsible. But remember this, everything you're telling Mika, he's seen the contradictory in almost every single thing you're doing. Okay, and that's what he discussed with me. I don't need to say anything about you or him to Mika. Everything you're doing, he remembers. And then when you're changing your words, he's remembering. He's seeing exactly who you are. Okay, but I'm telling you, you need to do something about this. And if you're not going to do something about it, then stop threatening the kids that they can't speak to counselors about you and what you're doing. Because you know it's wrong. No responsible, educated mother. You're a GP. You're a GP. The health, medical, bloody damage. You're talking about me damaging Mika. The medical damage from what you're doing is ridiculous. Have you spoken to Sarah, who seems to think that she's a pediatric specialist, psychological specialist? Go and speak to everyone, Sarah, please. I beg you. But I'm telling you now, this is going to be so escalated. I swear on my life. Okay? Because I need to move on. And I'm not going to have this emotional thing with having to pick up Nora and feel so bad about how she's feeling. This is what's taking up my whole flipping year. Had you stopped the nonsense and done things properly, I would not have had to have this emotional roller coaster. This is why I want to walk away from the kids, because I don't want emotional roller coaster. I need to move on with my life, but my life is the kids. And when the kids are unhappy, I'm unhappy, and it destroys every single facet of who I am. Okay, so you need to think very, very carefully about what you're doing, okay? I have no problems in really notching this up. Okay, Sarah, you will never win against me when it comes to strategic game. You will never, ever win against me because already, honestly, I've got ammunition. And if you are willing for us to go head-to-head, right, I will protect the children 100%. I do not want to have any more impact on you in Qatar. But I swear to God, I will put things into public domain that is going to make you look very, very bad. I have no problems in doing that. Okay, I want you to live a perfectly happy time in Qatar and do what you need to do. I'm a very private person, but if you keep on insisting on attacking my character with fake lies, I will come after you and I will make this personal. Okay, what stopped me earlier on is just purely because of the knock-on effect on the kids. Okay, but I will not have you question my character. Nora is really deeply unhappy. Isaac at the airport when I was walking in, do you know what he said to me? I want my family back together. I don't want him in the house. When I walked into the gate, that's what he said to me. I don't get you.